presenting the original Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. Beautiful but mysterious Cleopatra Martin, who is at the moment wanted by the police. Although constantly shadowed by detectives himself, Archie has managed to keep the hiding place of Cleopatra secret. You recall that a stolen $50 bill, part of a bank robbery, was known to have been in the young lady's possession, and the police believe that through her, they may trace her brother, who is suspected of being the actual robber. Today, we find the Honorable Archie just returning from a round of golf. And with him, loaded down with golf clubs, is, of course, Frank Watanabe.
Well, if I'm tired, Frank, you know, I should be glad to sit down for a little while.
Oh, me too, all right. By Jove, by Jove. Oh, dear.
Quite a distance down the golf course, Frank. Particularly when you go, as I do, more or less as the crow flies.
Oh, yes. Excuse, please, but I forget to adding up what your golfing scorecard. Now, let me see. 7, 9, 10, 11, 9, 12.
All right, 9, 14. I can add up my own scorecard.
Yes, ma'am, but I think you're having very, very champing score, all right. It's way over 100 on the bracket.
It can't be. You don't know how to write down figures. Give me that card.
Yes, ma'am, you take.
Wait a minute now. Frank, I didn't take 10 to the third hole.
Oh, yes, you're taking 10 strikes, all right.
Well, nonsense. I mean, I had a drive, hadn't I?
No, please, 2 drives. After you missing first one, that are total 3.
You've been counting in practice swings.
What do you holler for?
Well, I suppose you then counted my next stroke as 5.
No, please, 6, because you're missing another one in the middle.
Oh, bother. I'm going to tear this card up. It isn't official anyway.
Uh-huh.
In any case, I went out for the exercise and the fresh air.
Yes, ma'am. Those golf games have spoiled a very nice walk, all right.
Well, I accomplished what I set out to accomplish. I cleared my brain.
Oh, yes. And you're getting plenty off topside your chest also. Oh, what the languages, what the verbs, what stuff.
That's just golfing license, Frank. After all, I had a lot of pent-up emotions to let loose, you know.
Yes, please, and all of same collapse on me, all right.
You deserve most of them. You're a rotten caddy.
Oh, thank you.
So dashed pessimistic. Every time I addressed my ball, you pointed out the trouble I could get into. To watching out for their water on the blotches. To looking at them tree in your front side. Do not lifting your eye. A sand trap are in the future. The moral effect of you as a caddy is devastating to one's golf, you know.
All right. Just will you let those golfing games pass by, please?
Absolutely. By the way, where's Hezekiah?
Oh, I don't know, please.
Hezekiah, please. Hezekiah, dear assistant house help, 6 feet 3 inches heavy. Hezekiah!
Surely, he can't have gone out, Frank. I told him particularly to listen for the telephone while I was away.
Oh, Anna Barachas, just a dawn come on me. I not look see some cop gentlemen awaiting outside apartment house here when we retreating home, you know, please.
No, that's right. No, by Jove, you're right. The detective who's been continually haunting me seems to have disappeared.
Oh, by Jove. Maybe he getting sick and is cuffed on bracket.
Oh, well, Frank, they simply realized they're wasting their time. They can see that I'm not going to lead them to Miss Martin, so they've given up watching me as a bad job.
Oh, yes, please. The Honorable Archie Chisabury, a very, very foxy fellow for them police cops, all right. Too foxy, very too foxy fellow, the Honorable Archibald Chisabury.
Frank, Miss Martin is now living within a stone's throw of this big building.
Is that so? Well, why are you not telling me, please?
Well, I didn't want you to be burdened with such an important secret.
Oh, thank you much, Bragg. But I admire secrets like son of gun. And when you telling me, it are just like telling every nothing buddy.
Well, as a matter of fact, Frank, perhaps you ought to know.
Oh, yes, please.
You see, it might be necessary for me to send a warning message to Miss Martin.
Huh.
And, of course, you might be able to convey it without exciting suspicion.
Oh, yes, please.
In fact, I'll arrange a little code with you in case of emergency.
All right, all right.
Now, listen, Frank.
Yes, ma'am?
If at any time I find the police closing in on Miss Martin, and I'm in a tight corner myself and can't get out, you see, as a preliminary signal, now listen, as a preliminary,
yes,
mark you, I'll place my monocle in my left eye.
Yes, ma'am.
Which
sure.
means, get ready. Sir.
Get ready. Siren signal.
Yes. I will then say to you, quite naturally, you know, in the ordinary course of conversation, I'll say, the stove is getting hot, Frank. Rush over and get the pheasant out.
But suppose you're telling me you took the chicken out of the oven. Then what, please?
Well, then you don't do anything, because the code word is pheasant.
Oh, thank you. Then pheasant's supposed to be Miss Martin, and she in a very, very hot situation.
Quite. Now, you're not to write this address down.
Oh, no.
No, I dare not run the risk of it being found on you. So remember. Now, listen.
Yes, ma'am?
Listen. It's apartment 114.
114?
Ross Clare Apartments.
Oh, so Ross Clare Apartment. That are just over street side couple block from here.
Oh. I told you, actually within a stone's throw of this very building, where the police had been watching me, expecting me to lead them to Miss Martin. And there she is, Frank, living close to them. It makes the police look awfully foolish.
Oh, foolish police.
Dickens was that?
Oh, what the dickens? Coming from next door apartment, Aunt Baratius. I think sounding just like that, all right.
Noisy lot of people. Sounds as though they were chasing each other down the stairs, huh?
Yes, please. But on opposite palm, maybe they're keeping a horse in there.
Well, they don't allow horses in this apartment house. Why do I take notice of silly remarks like that?
Oh, is that so? Then maybe it is not even dogs.
I don't know. Hello, who's that?
It is me, Miss Archer, sir.
Oh, where the dickens have you been, Hezekiah?
Where the dickens do you been, Hezekiah?
All right, Frank, I'll do the interrogating.
Miss Archer, what is the matter with that man? I tried to hand him the putter in the hall, but he was going so fast he brushed me one side. Then I hollered to him, I said...
Wait a minute, Hezekiah, what are you blithering about?
I didn't do nothing like that, sir. I just got the putter right here in my hand, what the man sent me for. There you was right there, Miss Archer, on my hand.
Hezekiah, you don't drink, do you?
No, sir, Miss Archer, I don't drink, sir. I never did, Miss Archer.
Then why do you come in here after being absent without leave, grasping a large piece of greasy putter, saying you tried to hand it to a man who brushed past you in the hall?
Well, that was the gas man what brushed me by in the hall. He was the man what come in here to repair the gas pipe, you see, sir.
Now, just calm down, Hezekiah, and begin at the beginning.
Where you start, yeah.
Go on.
Well, the gas man come in here to the door right here, right after you and Watanabe went out to play the game of golf.
Yes?
Did you score well, Miss Archer?
Oh, never mind that. That isn't important.
No, never minding, Hezekiah, but it were way over 100.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
I didn't order any gas man, Hezekiah. What did he say?
Well, he claimed that your gas pipe was leaking, Miss Archer, sir. So he started messing around with the pipe, sir. And then he said to me, say, boy, run down to the hardware store and fetch me up a pound of putty, and they give me 15 cents.
Wait a minute. There's something very strange about this.
Oh.
A man calls and says he's come to fix the gas. And the first thing he does is to get you out of the way, Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Having previously made sure that Frank and I were out. Anyhow, there's nothing wrong with our gas, is there, Frank?
No, please. Everything all right, Aunt Baratius.
Well, the whole thing's very simple, of course. We've had a burglar in here, that's all.
Oh, so, too looking. Your desk have got a broke down.
I knew it. And in that desk is my cash box. And that'll have been broken open, no doubt. And in that cash box is about $100, which will, of course, have disappeared. I know.
Cash box broke open, all right, Aunt Baratius. Somebody, please!
Oh, stop yodeling. Never mind. I'll call the police in a minute. Nice thing. $100 taken from under our very noses.
Oh, so. Money are here. Yeah, not took. All the money here, Aunt Baratius.
Money hasn't been taken.
No.
Wait a minute, by Jove, you're right. There it is. Wait a minute, Frank.
My platinum wristwatch is gone. That's not in the box, is it?
No, it's all on around your wrist, please, Honorable Archer.
So it is. Stop acting like a silly arse. There's a deep mystery here somewhere.
Oh, doggone it, Mr. Archer. It was all my fault. I will pay for the loss. Take it out of my salary, sir.
There's nothing gone, confound it.
Oh, confound it?
Well, it's going to be at the bottom of all this. A man has been rummaging around this room for something.
Yes, please. I'm wondering what you are looking at.
Well, he's been looking for something. Look at that picture on the wall. He probably peered behind that to see if I had a wall safe.
Oh, yes. Maybe he had a diamond gem robber. But you don't got some, so he advanced backwards, feeling discouraged.
Well, for goodness sake, Frank, put that picture straight. If there's one thing I hate, it's a crooked picture.
Yes, ma'am. All right. How are that way, Aunt Baratius?
No, a little more to your left, Frank.
All right, that's all.
Oh, picture fall down and collapse. Why don't you be more careful? Well, I'm dashed.
Oh, what's the matter?
Frank, what? Do you see that little round thing on the wall where the picture was?
Oh, that isn't me.
What is it? It's a dictograph.
Dictograph? What?
It's been placed there by the police. That infernal gas man was a detective. While Hezekiah was out, he placed that dictograph, and every word spoken in this room, and... Ye gods, Frank, do you realize what I've done?
Yes, Freeze, you telling where Miss Martin are living?
I was sitting right beneath that picture when I gave you her address, giving the police the very information the dictograph was put there to get.
Yes, and that were them horses running out of the apartment house just when. And they got it, so they did it.
Frank, was ever a man such a fool?
Pretty clever, them police cops, all right.
Frank, I above all people who do anything in the world for Miss Martin, am the one who lets her down, betrays her trust. What will she think of me, Frank? What am I to do?
Oh, let me to running over at Miss Martin's apartment and bring a roast pheasant from the hot oven.
Too late for the code warning. The horses have got there first. I mean, yes, the police are hot on the pheasant.
What?
Oh, I don't know what I mean.
Well, I think that you meaning that you have stepped Miss Martin's foot in something.
Yes, Frank, I know. Perhaps she's out. Perhaps they got the address wrong, don't you think? Perhaps
yes.
They didn't hear it at all. Frank, tell me they didn't hear it at all.
Oh, they heard it all right, Anabaratus. Otherwise, we would not hearing them horses ran out of next apartment and slam door, you know.
I know what I'll do. I shouldn't do this in the ordinary way, Frank. I'm going to risk telephoning her. I may have time to warn her yet.
Yes, please. What are those number, please?
Give me the telephone. I'll dial it myself.
All right. Here, you take, please. Oh, too bad, all right. Dear.
Hello. Hello, what? Ross Square apartment? Yes. Look, connect me with apartment 114, please.
114.
What? Yes, I'm calling Miss Martin. Oh, I see. Well, goodbye.
Were it too late, Honorable Arthur?
Frank, the police have got her.
Oh, so sorry.
The makers of Graco shirt and endlock ties have developed from their 35 years experience in the neckwear business the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal, experience in the neckwear business, the very latest in a tie rack. Very latest in a tie rack.